In the next two tracks, you will be contrasting two very different styles of decorating private Roman rooms. One is typical of the Roman Republic just before Augustus came to power, and the other reflects the later, simpler style that Augustus preferred. The first bedroom, opposite the doorway into the courtyard through which you came earlier, is number 03.14.13, A to G. It is a bedroom from a Roman villa whose owner is identified as P. Fannius Sinister. He was probably a recent freedman, eager to show off his new status. First, read the wall text outside the room. Then walk inside, turn around, and look back out into the bright courtyard. Imagine it planted with trees and flowers and decorated with statuary and fountains. Now, look all around this room. You have come inside a very private room, but how do the walls make it seem like you are still outside? These painted walls play visual games with what's inside versus what's outside. It's as if you have come from a real garden into a painted one. The two side walls are almost mirror images of each other, and each side wall divides into threes, with the panel on the left of the center almost the same as the panel on the right. Take several minutes to look closely at the side wall to your left as you face the window in the back of the room. Let the painting tease you for a moment into believing you are looking outside, not at a wall. The painting is full of images of fertility and religion. How many different kinds of greenery can you see? Sketch one tree or plant in your notebook. Pause this tour while you do so. Now, find three statues, one large and two small, of the moon goddess Diana, the light bearer. She carries torches appropriate for a room used at night. Find the theater masks hanging from her temple and from the eaves of the inner porch. As you look, listen to the history of this room. Mount Vesuvius, the volcano near Pompeii, south of Rome, erupted in 79 AD. Ash from this disastrous eruption completely filled some of the villa's rooms and preserved these walls. The villa was dug up around 1900, and whole walls were removed and sold. This villa was a country house on one of the owner's farms. It was not grand, but its owner here ordered paintings of imaginary grand villas as his neighbors. Look back at the side wall and note the many levels of these imaginary structures, including a long columned porch near the top for imaginary relaxation. When you have finished looking, walk to the back windowed wall. This part of the room is separated from the rest of the room by painted columns and a checkered line on the floor. It is the alcove for a bed. Here you'll see more visual playing around with the notions of inside and outside. Here is a real window looking out onto a real view, and next to it is a painted view. You're inside and can look out the real window, or you can look at the wall and pretend you are outside. Spend some time imagining yourself lying on a bed here, looking at the painted wall around the window. Make a list of what you see on this wall. Look carefully. What do you see that is wild, and what is tamed? Turn off this podcast while you do this. Did you notice the birds in the rocky grotto, perhaps eating the wild grapes growing there? Did you notice on the hill behind this grotto a man-made trellis with cultivated grapes? This contrast between wild and cultivated grapes is a good example of how the Romans preferred nature. Its wild excesses and messiness, if you will, have been tamed and brought under man's control. How is the bubbling brook flowing into the grotto captured and tamed? Where do you see a tame bird as opposed to wild ones? There are two around the window. Now, look at the round temples painted on the walls that would have been at the head and foot of the bed. One art historian has suggested that these are shrines to Venus, goddess of gardens. But she is also the goddess of love and sex, the other activity besides sleep that would go on in this room. What would the owner of this farm be hoping for by putting shrines to Venus on these walls, besides his own sexual satisfaction? If you were a Roman, what god or goddess would you put in your bedroom? The decoration of this room is very busy, exuberant, and playful. The owner has painted imaginary villas, the grand houses of his dreams, greater and more luxurious than the real one. This desire for private luxury and wealth is something that Augustus tried to discourage. He encouraged citizens to build instead luxurious public buildings filled with statues and gardens. In his own house, he preferred a much more restrained and simpler style. This simpler style parallels the code of behavior he favored as well. He wanted Romans to return to the old Roman republican virtues of piety, restraint, and seriousness of purpose. To see an example of this later Augustan style, walk now to the second bedroom on this tour. Exit this first bedroom, then turn left and walk back through the Art of Augustan Rome gallery, straight ahead to the second bedroom on your left. It is number 20.192.1-10. Turn off this podcast till you have found it, and then tune to track 8.